World's poorest and most repressed, but more billionaires live here than on any other continent. In one part of Asia, tribespeople hunt with bows and arrows. In another, a city gleams with high-rise office blocks. The world is now turning to this spread of dishes that Asia offers for its ideas, its money, and its energy, and how Asia evolves in the coming years will impact all our lives. Asian waters covers only a small part of what is unfolding, but it is important to understand this backdrop to a region that is punching into the headlines with increasing frequency, whether about Asian money, North Korean bombs, or a tide-washed rock barely jutting from the surface of a faraway sea that can so quickly lead to talk of war. Asia is a story about contested water as much as Europe is one about contested land. Asia's seas carry global trade in the trillions of dollars. Oil tankers from the Middle East deliver fuel needed for the continent's astounding growth, plying through the Indian Ocean and the South China Sea to huge ports in China, Japan, and elsewhere. Asia's factories send their products by sea to markets around the world, and any disruption to this free flow of maritime trade would shake us all. Its array of bays, oceans and seas run across the equator and through the tropics of Cancer and Capricorn, conjuring images of an exotic Orient, of typhoons and temples, of sun-drenched coral coastlines, of language, food, architecture and culture. Some carry names that fire the imagination, like the Straits of Malacca and the Sea of Okhotsk. Others have more functional names, like the East China Sea and the South China Sea, where crews of American and Chinese warships skirt suspiciously around each other, tasked with protecting their national interests. Much mistrust stems from unresolved issues dating back to the last century. Critical areas within these waters are contested between governments because there is no agreement on who owns what. China warns Japan, Vietnam challenges China, garrisons from China, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam stake sovereign claims on remote atolls and rocks. Beijing has been upping the stakes by reclaiming land to build military bases far out in the South China Sea. It is this issue, above all, that has acted as a new lightning rod of tension. In English, these rocks and reefs go by the names of colonial seafarers or their ships: Johnson, Mischief, Spratly, Woody, and so on. Over the centuries, the British, Chinese, Filipinos, French, Japanese, Malays, Portuguese, and Vietnamese have raised national flags on them. There is no agreed-upon history. Old charts prove this and that. New ones are contentious. Legal rulings go one way or another. At first glance, disagreement is about alternative readings of history, ancient maps, and tidal flows. But peel back that layer, and these rocky islets represent a battle for the soul of Asia that is already rippling across thousands of miles to challenge governments on every continent. It is a contest that comprises opposing visions and values, shifting power, competition for control and structures of government, and at stake is the familiar system that has dominated the global order for more than 70 years, since the end of the Second World War. We are at the stage where the dishes of the banquet have been replenished and rearranged in a way that the rival host is being asked to move aside from its top table seat. China believes its turn has come. Or, to be accurate, has come around again. The advance of China onto the world stage has been a step-by-step process, not one of invasion or colonization, but instead of buying countries and winning control through trade. Its ambition is riddled with contradictions. China has become rich beyond its dreams, precisely because of US predominance in Asia and its military security umbrella, which has mostly kept the peace since 1975. The US-led system of international law has also given China the freedom to sell to American and European markets. Yet it is this system that China is now challenging. With its wealth, it plans to reform the financial architecture by moving the renminbi to reduce the global dominance of the US dollar. In 2016, China won its first round when the International Monetary Fund awarded the renminbi the status of a reserve currency, along with the US dollar, the euro, British sterling, and the yen, raising the question as to when we might switch from being an economy dominated by the greenback to one of the redback. With its military, China plans to ease American supremacy from the Pacific, match Russia.